继续来学习以弗所书。
We'll continue our study of Ephesians.
第二章
，Chapter Two.
第二章他写的形式哈，段落很清楚。
The structures and the divisions of Chapter Two is very clear.
我们在读圣经的时候呢，我们也要留意到，它的分段。
And when we see the read the Bible, we have to pay attention to the structure.
比如说我们看一下哈。
For example, let's take a look.
第一节到第三节是讲以前我们还没有信主的时候的状况。
Verse 1 to 3 talks about what we were before we believed in the Lord.
我们的灵性就已经死亡。
Our spirituality had died.
但是呢，主耶稣他叫我们活过来。
But Lord Jesus called us to be alive.
那么我们还没信主以前，行事为人所依据的是什么呢？
And before we believe in the Christ, what do we live according to?
就是随从今世的风俗。
According to the traditions of this present world.
第二个呢，就是顺服空中掌权者的首领。
According to the prince of the power of the air.
这个掌权者的首领呢，就是底下所说的邪灵。
And that is the evil spirit recording in the verses onward.
第三个呢，就是我们按着肉体的私欲呢去放纵。
That we conduct ourselves in the lust of our flesh.
跟心中所喜爱的去做。
And fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind.
所以就成为神所愤怒的对象。
And we become the target of God's wrath.
那这你这个就可以把它一项一项把它排列出来了。
So you can list all these points point by point and see.
那第四节以后呢，就是谈到说，那如今我们怎么样
？In verse 4 talks about what happens now.
一个改变就是神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
And there's a change because God is rich in mercy because of His great love which He has for us.
所以神的救赎是从他的怜悯、他的爱来的。
That God's salvation come from His mercy and love.
第五节
，verse 5.
当我们以前死在过犯中的时候
，That even when we were dead in trespasses，
他拯救我们
，He saved us，
叫我们跟基督一起一同活过来
，That He made us alive together with Christ。
原来灵性是死亡
，That originally our spirituality has died。
但是受洗的时候呢，就是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And when we are baptized, we died, we buried, and we resurrect at the same time with Christ。
这是指的灵性的生命。
And this is the spiritual life.
主耶稣他从死里复活，我们也会像他一样复活。
That Lord Jesus Christ will resurrect from the dead, same will us be.
所以在罗马书第六章里面的道理呢，他就告诉我们说，我们受洗就是归入主耶稣基督里面。
And Romans chapter 6 teaches us that when we are baptized, we are baptized into Christ.
是归入他的死。
We baptize into his death.
跟他同死，而且一起埋葬，又活过来。
We die with him, and we bury with him, and we resurrect with him.
所以我们全身入水的洗礼呢，也有一个象征的意义。
So when we are fully immersed into the water during baptism, it has its meanings.
就是那个动作了哈，我现在讲那个动作是有意义的了。
I'm saying that that action has its meaning.
全身入水。
That the whole body is immersed in water.
就是死的，埋葬了。
That you died and you are buried.
旧的人死了。
The old has died.
把他埋葬了。
He is buried.
把他钉在十字架了。
He is nailed on the cross.
那么从水里起来的时候。
And when he comes out from the water.
我们就变成一个新的人了。
We have become a new person.
一般来讲，我们所有的宗教呢，它都会用一个外在的仪式来表达它内在的属灵内涵。
Ordinarily, the Christian denominations will use outward appearance to describe what they have inside of spirit.
因为这个外在的动作是要统一统合大家一起同心合意的来进行来崇拜。
And that our appearance is to help everyone to worship with one accord.
但是重要的是它产生的这样一个宗教性的这个果效出来。
And what's important is it's the product of such a religious product that comes out of this action.
它有内在的属灵条件。
it has its spiritual condition.
在没有圣灵的教会，如果它跟我们的动作是一样的，但是没有圣灵在里头，那个洗礼就没有做见证。
For those outside denominations, even if they practice the same action as us, but without the Holy Spirit, there's no witness.
我们是借着水和血来施洗。
We baptize with water and blood.
那为什么是这样？
Why is it so?
因为圣灵在这个当中做见证。
Because Holy Spirit bears witness within it.
在这个当中运行。
Within it, the Holy Spirit works.
产生赦罪的功效出来。
And it has the effect of remission of sin.
所以外在的动作是要合乎圣经的。
So the outer experience has to be according to the Bible.
加上一个内涵啊属灵的条件在里头。
And there has to be a spiritual condition of spiritual beings inside.
内外合一才就达成一个宗教的目的了。
And when there's outer and inside working together, it'll reach such a religious goal.
而且这个圣礼的功效性才会产生。
And then such a power from the sacraments will form.
所以呢，我们死在过犯中的时候呢，但是神叫我们与基督一同活过来了。
So when we die in sin, God resurrected us with Lord Jesus.
如果你有时间，你就可以把它作为一个比对。
So when we have time, we can make a comparison.
一节到三节，这是一个死在过犯中的情况是怎么样
？So verse 1 to verse 3 is how we are dead in sin.
然后第四节就是一个转折点。
Verse 4 is a turning point.
那五节以后就是我们现在是怎么样的
？And verse 5 onward is how we are now.
活过来了，与基督活过来了。
Now we're alive in Christ.
而且要与基督一同坐在天上。
That we will sit.Together in the heavenly places with Christ.
第六节所写的
，as in verse 6.
那这个是在讲到说天上属灵的境界。
This is describing the heavenly spiritual realm.
我们受洗完以后，灵性复活，不是说马上到天上去跟耶稣一起同坐，坐在那边一起泡茶，还是做什么？
When we resurrect with Christ, that we don't just sit in heaven or enjoy a tea with Lord Jesus.
那是在讲将来我们到天上去。
This is talking about in the future we'll be in heaven.
但是在属灵的境界里面呢，这个事已经成全。
But in the spiritual realm, this has been fulfilled.
好，那么第七节以后
，verse 7 onward.
我们这样得到这么丰富的恩典呢，就是有一个目的。
We have received such abundant grace. There is a purpose.
要显明给后来的世代看。
To show to the generations to come.
让每一个世代来显明神的爱。
That every generation can see the Mercy of God.
那这个就成为一个很好的这样一个 sample 一个榜样。
That will become a good sample for those ages to come.
每一个时代的人蒙恩，都是后来的世代的人一个见证。
Every generation that has been saved is a witness to the generations after.
那神这样的一个拯救的爱呢，不但是对人要来显明。
The love of God is not only manifested for men.
其实在灵界里面也是显明神的爱。
Actually, in the spiritual realm, it also manifests the love of God.
来宣告神的爱。
To proclaim the love of God.
所以不是只有在人间，在整个宇宙灵界也都能够知道神的爱。
So it's not just in human realms, in the whole universe, in the spiritual realm, and God manifests His love.
来知道这样的一个奥秘。
So we can see such a mystery.
我们先看一下，讲到这个地方，先看一下三章三章的第十节。
Now we can turn to chapter 3, verse 10.
三章我们昨天晚上有引到六节以后，是在谈到奥秘
We see that verse 6 onward, it talks about mystery.
这个奥秘呢，就是外邦人本来不是犹太人的呢，在耶稣基督里面呢，通通可以借着福音，同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
That the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs of the same body and partaker of his promise in Christ through the gospel.
这本来是不可能的。
Originally, this is possible.
以犹太人他们传统的观念来看这些犹太人以外的民族呢，他们认为他不是亚伯拉罕子孙，所以在神与亚伯拉罕立约应许的这个范围里面是没有份的，没有。
So as the traditional thinking of the Jewish in their concept, they never believe that the Gentiles are the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, they have no part in the covenant that God have with Abraham.
但其实神的恩典呢，在他计划中不是只有临到这个亚伯拉罕的子孙，是要临到所有。跟亚伯拉罕一样因信称义的属灵亚伯拉罕子孙的身上。
But God's salvation grace is not just limited to the descendants of Abraham, but those who by faith and believe just as Abraham, they are the descendants of Abraham.
犹太人他们只把它限定是在肉身上的这样的一个遗传。
But the Jewish people, they limited this as a passing down of this lineage.
但是神的计划原来就是要普及天下。
But God's plan is to spread to the whole world.
有。万民都要流归这山，有许多国的民说，我们来奔雅各神的殿。
So all people will come to climb the temple of the God of Jacob.
但是到了末世的时候，就是到了主耶稣来的时候呢，就把它显明出来。
But until the time of Christ, this has been revealed.
这本来是隐藏的。
Originally, this was hidden.
我们看第九节，三章九节。
Verse 9.Chapter 3, verse 9.
又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the age has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ.
十节。
Ten.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Now to the intent that how the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers and the heavenly places.
神的奥秘就是显明神的智慧啊。
God's mystery shows forth God's wisdom.
神的智慧他计划的一个奥秘。
God's wisdom and his mystery of his plans.
神用他的全能把这个奥秘隐藏。
God used his power to hide this mystery.
这都是显出神的荣耀来。
And all this is to manifest God's glory.
但是现在要让大家都知道。
But now everyone will know.
而且是借着教会去传扬。
That through the church it shall be preached.
借着教会使天上执政的掌权的都能够知道神百般的智慧。
That through the church, the principalities, the powers, and the heavenly realms will know God's wisdom.
所以我们要去传扬。
So we have to preach.
神他的慈爱所显明的这个救恩。
That through God's mercy, such salvation comes about.
不是只有对着这个世界的人来传扬。
It's not just for the people of this world.
因为让灵界天上执政的掌权的都知道。
In the heavenly places, the principalities and the one that reigns, they will know.
所以这个呢，现在这个奥秘揭开。
So now this mystery has been revealed.
我们回到第二章。
Now let's return to chapter 2.
第七节我们就能够明白了。
Verse 7, we can understand now.
好，这是奥秘要揭开了。
This is the revealing of the mystery.
显明神的爱。
To show his kindness.
对人间，对全宇宙，对灵界。
Towards the people, towards the whole universe, to the spiritual realm.
当然包含邪恶的魔灵在里头。
And also even to the evil spirits.
好，那我们现在神拣选我们有什么目的呢？
So what is the purpose of God choosing us?
就是要让我们复活。
For us to resurrect.
与基督一同复活。
To resurrect with Christ.
一同坐在天上。
To sit on the heavenly places with Him.
然后把这个恩慈呢显明给后世的人看。
And to show his exceeding riches and kindness to the generations to come.
给人看什么？看说我们得救恩是得恩啊，得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
To let them know that we are saved by grace and through faith.
这完全是出于神白白所赏赐给我们的。
And this is the gift of God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
也不是出于行为。
Not of our works.
免得有人自夸。
Lest anyone should boast.
就是为了不要让人按着自己来夸口。
In order that man will not boast by their works.
让我们知道说，你做工得工价，这是应该得的。但是我们今天没有做工却得工价，白白得的。
So today if we work, we receive our wages. That's supposed to be, but we didn't work, but we receive our wages. So we receive freely.
这个叫做恩典。
This is grace.
恩典就是你没有做什么，但是他却白白的临到你。
Grace means that you haven't done anything, but it's given to you freely.
好，我们再看第九、第十节。
Verse 10.
我们原是他的工作。
For we are his workmanship.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
我们今天得救，这一切都是出于神的计划，耶稣基督的成全。
So all of us who are saved today, this is the plan of God and fulfilled by Lord Jesus.
主耶稣他来完成了这个救赎工作。
Lord Jesus himself come to finish the work of salvation.
这里就谈到了，那目的呢？我们已经在主里头了。这个目的是叫我们行善。
The purpose is that we can do good works.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
That God has prepared before him for us to walk in and do this good work.
既然已经从死犯罪恶死犯 罪恶过犯中啊，已经活过来了。
Now we have resurrected from our sins.
好，那现在我们与基督啊一同活过来。
Now we are alive with Christ.
我们就有新生的样式，那个新生的样式就是新生命的表现。
We have this new image of this new being.
那我们要，我们不是因着行善而进入这个得救的门，但是进入得救的门以后，我们要行善。
For we did not enter into salvation by our good deeds, but after we enter into salvation, we need to have good deeds.
但我们所行的善是按着神啊所预备叫我们行的。
Our good work is prepared before Him that we should walk to do these good
work. 按着神所喜爱的。
According to what God wills is.
合乎神的标准的。
That's according to God's standards.
今天很多世上的人在行善。
Today there's a lot of good deeds that people do in this world.
基督徒是生命得到更新以后，他去行善。
The Christians, they do good after their life has been renewed.
生命改变，他的心也改变。
When their life has been changed, their inner beings has been changed.
他的生命本质已经成为圣洁的。
And their whole being of their life is holy.
不是像那头猪在烂泥巴里头打滚的。
It's no longer that pig who struggles in the dirty mud.
所以成为从一个更新之后的生命所表现出来的新生样式。
So we express this out of the newness of our beings.
这是神预备叫我们行的。
This is what God has prepared beforehand for us to do.
但是有一些宗教是怎么样呢？
But what happens to certain religions?
你每个月交一些钱来。
Every month you have to pay some dues.
每个月交加币100块好了。
Maybe every month you pay $100 Canadian dollars.
100块，他就寄一封信给你。
And then they'll send you a letter.
某某你的前面写你的名字，后面写大德。
So
比如说这个张三大德。大德的意思说，你这个宽容大量啊，你大有仁慈的心啊，你是一个好的人啊。
So they send you a letter and say, so and so, you have done this great deed.
那你这个钱怎么来的？
So where did your money come from?
他不问。
They'll never ask that.
所以偷来的。
You might have stole it.
就分给他。
And then they offered.
所以现在呢，这个卖大麻可以抽大麻，卖大麻，然后就是可以抽税嘛。现在自由党就是这样嘛。你偷偷的你不跟他卖你就给那个帮派拿去的，那你政府公开了跟他可以抽到税所以这个本来是坏事，但是现在政府说，政府跟你一起合伙，你卖你要我要抽税
So we also see that now the liberal government they want to legalize marijuana so that they could get tax out of it. Before it was sold by gangs, they got all the money, but now the government can extract tax out of it.
你不合法的话，他偷偷的卖。你政府都收不到钱
Before it was legalized, the government cannot make any money out of it.
所以现在公开了。
Now it's legalized.
合法了。
It's open.
但是你要缴多少钱给政府嘛
？But when you pay the money, when you buy it, you had to pay money to the government.
所以以前不对的道德上不对的事情，现在可以立法通过，然后政府可以抽税。
So what was wrong before now it has been legalized, and then the government can extract taxes out of it.
他说：“既然你没有办法禁止那所以就开放啊。”
So they say that because we cannot forbid them, now let's make it legal.
而且立法你还可以抽税
And now it's legal, you can even get taxes.
我们可以跟自由党建议。
We can suggest to the liberal government.
还有一个行业会更赚钱。
There's another trade that you can make more money.
什么行业
？What's that trade?
偷窃。
Stealing.
都可以偷。
So legalized stealing.
合法。
Now let's make it open.
来，你昨天晚上偷多少
？How much you have stole yesterday night?
我偷一万块。
I stole $10,000.
课税。
So pay taxes.
宗教信仰他不问你的钱怎么来，只要你给我每个月100加币，大德哇，谢谢你做善事。
If a religion comes to you and get money from you, and they don't ask where that money comes from, and then they send you a card and say you have done a great deed,
那会变成怎么样
？What would that? How would that turn to?
这个人会越坏。
This person will become worse.
因为我偷了钱，我不法得利，我拿了一些钱给这个宗教。你看，人这个宗教说我是大德啊。
So I took some gains out of my wrongdoings, and then I offered, and this religion tells me that I have great deed.
我的良心会责备我。
My conscience will rebuke me.
你这个钱是跟人家偷来的。
This money you have stole.
你就会跟你的良心说，你不要讲话。人家你看有证明啊，道德啊，你没有看到吗？给你看，道德，我是好人啊。
And you take that later and say to yourself, see, my conscience, don't rebuke me. I have this evidence. I have done a great deed.
那个良心就像闹钟一样啊，他响的时候，啊，还不到六点半啊，六点二十啊，可以睡十分钟啊，按下去。
Your conscience is like an alarm clock. It's always trying to call you, but then you just suppress it and say it's not even 6:30. There's 10 more minutes.
所以你的良心，你常常压压压到最后，它就不响了，像闹钟了不响了。
So your conscience is like this alarm clock. If you continue to suppress it, it will no longer ring.
我们人都很喜欢贿赂啊，连自己的良心都要贿赂。每个月交100块，贿赂良心，一直贿赂良心，良心最后就不讲话了。
We all always like to, people like to bribe, so you always bribe your conscience, and then eventually your conscience doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
我现在当小偷，我得到的交100块，我以后当强盗，我交给你10000块，哦，大大德，你是大大德。
So now if I'm a thief, I give you $100, you say this is a great deed. Now in the future, if I become a robber and give you $10,000, this is a great, great deed.
他的生命是在罪里面的。
His life is in sin.
这个宗教没有办法去改变人。
This religion cannot change this person.
他鼓励大家做善事。
He encouraged them to do good.
但是他没有让这一个做善事的人，他的生命本质先改变。
But this religion did not allow that person's life, his being, to be transformed at first.
他们也没有办法改变。
And they couldn't change.
这是人的宗教。
That's the religion of man.
是死的。
It's dead.
不是从神来的。
It's not from God.
啊，所以他们所谓的善是什么？就是缴钱做善事啊。这是善啊，这个钱怎么来？你不要问，偷的、抢的、骗的，不要，你不要问。
So what is the good? What's the good word? The good word is to give the money, and they don't even ask where the money come from.
这样很多人会放胆去作恶，放胆去不法得利。
In this way, a lot of people they will go out and do wrong things, and then make unrightful gains.
这个人会更加堕落，这个社会更加的混乱。
This person will deteriorate even more. This society will become more chaotic.
啊，我们教会里面。信仰不是这样。
Our faith in the church is not the same.
那讲到这个地方，我们先看一下。
Now to this point, let's
第四章。
Let's take a look at chapter four.
第四章17-24就是在讲我们刚刚说的这一段。
17-24, this is talking about what we have just spoke about.
哦，他说，所以我说，且在主里确实说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk in the rest of the Gentile world in the futility of their mind.
他们心对昏昧与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
For being past feelings have given themselves over to lewdness and works in uncleanness with godliness.
啊，那个
with greediness.
十九节最后是说种种的贪行种种的污秽，那个行为就出来了，不好的行为出来。
And works all uncleanness and with all greediness and all these bad deeds comes out.
但是行为为什么会这样呢？
How come the deed is like this?
这是前面讲，因为他们良心丧尽嘛。
Because they lost their conscience, they passed their feelings.
他们心里刚硬啊。
And their heart has been hardened.
那为什么会这样？
How is this so?
因为他们跟神所赐的生命隔绝。
Because they are cut off, they don't have part in God's life.
他们没有从神那里领受那个更新的生命。
They have not received this renewal of life from the Lord.
所以它是一个这个柠檬树，它结的果子就是柠檬。
So if they are from a lemon tree, their fruit is a lemon.
但是今天如果我们把生命本质改变。
However, if today we change the essence of our life,
恶的变成善，污秽的变成洁净。
We turn evil to good, what's defiled to holy.
这是主耶稣改变我们的生命。
That Lord Jesus changed our life.
就是受洗以后呢，这个罪孽除掉了。
That after we're baptized, our sins washed away.
那这个生命本质改变。
that the essence within us changed.
就从他的生命本质发出什么样的意念来。
So what kind of things comes out of that renewed essence of life?
那从这个意念呢，他就产生他的行动。
And from such a thought and mindset comes the action.
所以一个人他一个行为的产生呢，其实他有三个层次。
So for a person to perform a deed, it actually comes out of three levels.
如果他的生命一直都是在被罪捆绑，在污秽当中，没有被主耶稣基督更新。那么他想的总是在很多的误会里头，他想的误会，他做出来就是误会。
So if a person's life has not been renewed, has always been bounded by sin and now being renewed by Lord Jesus Christ, what they think about is always evil and bad. And when they do those things, it's evil and bad.
二十节到二十四节就说这个怎么样更新，那个更新的过程是怎么样。
And from 20 onwards, it talks about what's the renewal process.
二十节
20.
你们学的基督却不是这样。
But you have not sold who learned Christ.
所以基督教是用学基督的这个方式来。
So for the Christian, Christians, we had to learn Christ.
再来，听过他的道，二十一节。
If indeed you have heard him,
领了他的教
and have been taught by him,
学了他的真理
as the truth in Jesus,
所以有真理来教导。
So you are taught by the truth,
让我们明白真理来认识神。
That we understand the truth and I will understand God.
你慕道者来的时候呢，就是给他教导真理。
When the truth seeker comes, we teach them the truth.
让他明白真理了。
So now they understand the truth.
然后就受洗了。
And they're baptized.
就是变成一个新的人了。
They transform to a new person.
二十二节所说的。
22。
那个私欲迷惑都把它除掉了。
Now you put off concerning your former conduct.
心智也改换一新了。
And you renew your mind.
已经与基督同死同埋葬同复活了，变成一个新生的样式了。
When you die, buried, and resurrect with Christ, you have a new person.
二十四节
24.
就穿上一个新人了，新人就好像一件衣服就穿上来了。
And now you put on a new man, which is like a cloth you put on.
我们重新被造了。
We are all recreated.
照着神的形象。
Created according to God's image.
就恢复了神的形象。
To restore God's image.
然后这个形象当中就会产生合乎真理的。仁义和圣洁。
And what's out of this new image, we have true righteousness and holiness.
啊，这就是我们信主的方法。
This is how we believe in the Lord.
它经过一个过程。
There is that process.
道理明白。
You understand the truth.
悔改认罪。
You repent and you admit your sins.
奉主的名受洗。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are baptized.
旧人已经埋葬了。
And then the old man has been buried.
新人复活。
A new man, a new person resurrects.
新生样式。
There's a new image.
有神的形象。
It has the image of God.
就是真理的仁义和圣洁。
True righteousness and holiness.
那这样，虽然我们到教会，我们只奉献一点点的钱，只有十块钱。
And now today, even if we come to the church and we only offer $10,
但是这个是从我已经被基督更新的生命，我虔虔诚诚的把它奉献出来的。
That at $10 we offer from our renewed image, we offered it reverently.
这是我流下我的汗水所得到的报偿。
This is what I have labored for, and I receive such a reward.
或多或少都是我爱主的心，我恭恭敬敬的奉献。
A lot or very little, this is what I offer as my love for God.
这样的奉献才是完整的。
Such offering is complete.
才是神所喜悦的。
This is what God pleases.
过年的时候啊，这个孩子会包红包给妈妈。
In the New Year's, the children will give red pockets to the parents.
如果这个钱是他抢来的
，If this money he robbed,
妈妈会高兴吗
？Will the parents be happy?
妈妈会，她不会说，哇，真行啊！我只叫你偷钱，你现在变成强盗，哇，太厉害了。
Would the mom say,
一定不会高兴的。
Would the mom say, I only want you to steal, now you rob, I'm so happy you robbed.
我们还没有奉献的时候。
They won't do that before we offer.
还没有来到神面前的时候。
Before we come to God.
我们还在社会的时候。
Before we're still in the society.
还在我们的家里的时候。
We're still in our households.
我们的行为已经蒙神悦纳。
Our actions has already been accepted by God.
我们的行为已经荣耀神。
Our actions already glorify God.
那当我们来到教会的时候
，And then when we come to church,
我们有所感恩
，We feel touched by the Lord's grace.
我们工作也有所得
，And we have received our wages from work.
为了让神家中的府库呢，有多多的这个银钱，可以来推动教会的各项圣工，所以我恭敬的奉献一点。
in order that the house of God may have full storage to do holy work, that I offer this money.
啊，哪怕是像寡妇的两个小钱。
Even if you only have the 2 mites of the widow,
我们的神都很高兴。
Our God is very pleased.
因为他悦纳我们的行为，也悦纳我们的奉献。
Because he's pleased with our actions and deeds, and he's pleased with our offerings.
每一个人都这么做。
If everyone does the same,
每一个人都来信耶稣。
If everyone believes in Lord Jesus,
每一个人都接受宝血洁净的洗礼。
If everyone receives the cleansing of the true baptism,
每一个人都接受耶稣拯救，脱离罪恶的捆绑。
If everyone receives from Lord Jesus to be free from the bondage of sin,
每一个人都领受耶稣所赐给他的新生命。
If everyone receives the new life from Lord Jesus,
从这个新生命里头就活出基督的形象来，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And out of that new image, they can live out to have true righteousness and holiness.
那这样的话，这个自由党就会大败了，不是大胜了。
And in this way, the liberal government will fall.
哎，这是我们真教会用的方法。
And that is the method that the true church uses.
这是神给我们启示的方法。
This is the revelation from God.
好，我们再翻回来第二章。
Now let's turn back to chapter 2.
第二章，我们再看。十一节以后
，verse 11 and onward。
那这个十一节哈，这个十一节到十八节啊
，11 to 18，
这个也是分段非常清楚。
This is also very clear。
它就像上一段这样哈，做一个比较。
This is like the previous segment, and it's also making a comparison。
啊，但是这一段啊所说的呢，是我们一个新的一个属灵的身份。
This is talking about a new status that we receive.
啊，第一节到第十节是在谈到我们以前的状况啊，我们的在的生活状况是怎么样
？Verse 1 to 3 talks about our previous livelihood.
那现在呢，十一节以后是在谈到我们一个属灵的新的身份是什么
？Verse 11 onwards is talking about what our spiritual status is. This new status.
好，以前怎么样
？What happened before?
啊，从前。啊，十一节，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的。
Therefore, you should remember once Gentiles in flesh who were called uncircumcision by what, who is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands.
啊，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
So these, you were called uncircumcision by those who are circumcision by the in the flesh.
就说从肉身来看呐、啊，肉身的这个血统关系来看。
So From the physical lineage,
犹太人看我们是外邦人。
The Jews see us as Gentiles.
那他们认为说，这些外邦人因为没有行割礼嘛。
Because these Gentiles they have not have circumcision.
那叫做什么叫做行割礼
？So what's circumcision?
在创世纪十七章里面有写。
In Genesis chapter 17, it records.
就是男孩子出生第八天他要割羊皮。
So you had to cut off the foreskin on the eighth day of a male.Child.
这有一个记号，在肉体上有一个记号。
So on the flesh there is a sign.
那这个记号的用意呢，就是说，它所表明的就是说，它有可以洁净。
So this sign symbolizes that this person is cleansed.
啊，因为这样男孩子他就会比较洁净。
So this way, for the men, they are more clean.
哦，那这个就反映在说，这是一种属灵的洁净。
And this is to represent that this person is spiritually clean.
其他的民族没有经过这样的，他们就算有这样同样的动作呢，但是并没有神跟他说要用这个来跟他立约，做一个记号。
And even if other nations have the same type of traditions, but they don't have God to ask them to do such.
这是跟神立约有一个记号，这是男生要割羊皮。
So this is a sign of covenant that they have in the man's body.
那为什么是第八天呢
？So why is it the eighth day?
不是第七天、第九天呢？
Why is it not the seventh or the ninth day?
我们也不知道。
We don't know.
但是最近我们有看到一个医学报道。
But recently we have seen a medical reports.
他是说，男孩子出生第八天啊，你跟他割那个羊皮啊，他那个血小板啊，很快的就可以凝聚啊，把那个血给凝起来，所以他那个伤痕啊会好的比较快。这个很奇妙，他们医学报道的，不是圣经写的，就是有这样的一个研究的结果。
That they have such research that on the eighth day, they will bleed much less. The wounds will cover much faster. So it's very miraculous.
啊，那这个是当成参考。
So this is for your reference.
但是重要是它的意义是什么
？But what's important is what's its meaning.
原来神跟亚伯拉罕说。
That originally God said to Abraham.
啊， 创世纪十七章，凡是生在你家中的呢，男孩子，出生第八天都要行割礼。
That all those male born of your household, they had to have circumcision.
啊，在身上有一个记号，这是我是跟神立约的。
That on their flesh there is a sign that they have made this covenant with God.
我是属于神的。
I belong to God.
但是这个割礼呢，它有一个预表，就是说洗礼，洗礼就是洁净嘛，好像行割礼是为了要洁净嘛。
So this is likened to baptism, and this is a sign of cleansing. Baptism cleanses away your sin.
啊，但是原来如果说主耶稣没有来，一直都在律法底下，我们没有资格进入到耶和华的会中。
But originally, if Lord Jesus haven't come, we don't have any rights. We are not worthy to enter into the assembly of the Lord.
因为他会一直按着律法这样来执行。
Because they will continue to do according to the law.
但是神有他的计划。
But God has His plan.
主耶稣来了，就是把这个奥秘掀开了。
Lord Jesus has come to reveal this mystery.
我们在耶稣基督里面可以跟犹太人一样来领受这个救恩。
That in Christ we can be with the Jewish to receive the salvation.
是借着耶稣基督，借着耶稣基督他成全的救赎，我们洗礼，而不是在用行割礼的方式。
That through Lord Jesus Christ through baptism and not through circumcision.
哦，那所以啊，保罗就说，因为以弗所这个地方是外邦人的地方嘛。
So、that's why Paul said because he's writing to the people of Ephesians who are Gentiles.
不是犹太人的国家嘛。
They are not the Jewish nation.
所以才说你们按肉体是外邦人。
Saying that remember you once Gentiles.
啊，这个就是外犹太人给你们取的，说你们没有受割礼的，这是一种藐视的。有鄙视的那个字眼在里头，轻视你们没有资格的，没有资格得救恩的。
So this is a contempt that the Jewish people express towards the people, saying that they are uncircumcised.
十二节
，twelve.
所以那时你们与基督无关。
That time you were without Christ.
在以色列国民以外。
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
在所应许的诸约所有的这个条约上面呢，是局外人。
And strangers from the covenant of promise.
啊，并且活在世上的没有指望。
And no hope.
没有神。
Without God.
啊，再来继续写哦。
And then.
你们从前是远离神的人呐、啊。
Now you were, far off from Christ.
那现在是在基督里了。
Now you're brought near in Christ.
靠着他的血。
By His blood.
可以与神亲近了。
That you can draw close to God.
啊，他使我们和睦。
He gave us reconciliation.
将两下合而为一。
That he made peace with the two.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
He abolished the middle wall.
这是指的主耶稣基督他成全救恩。
This is Lord Jesus Christ fulfilling his salvation.
啊，在这个圣所跟至圣所当中有一个布幔。
That there is already a curtain between the holy and the holy of holy.
啊，当主耶稣断气的时候，那个圣殿的布幔就裂开。
When Lord Jesus breathed his last, there's a break in the curtain.
那个布幔就表示说我们没有办法进到神的面前去。
That curtain symbolized that we cannot enter before the presence of God.
但是现在这个把它打开了。
But now this curtain has been opened.
所以我们可以进到里头去了。
So we can enter into it.
我们与神和好了。
That we have made peace with God.
以前我们跟神结冤仇。
Before we had enmity with God.
因为我们在罪里面。
Because we were in sin.
抵挡神。
We are against God.
犯罪就是得罪神。
We sin and then we sin against God.
就是与神作对。
That we are against God.
就变成神的冤仇。
So we become enemies of God.
与神作冤仇。
So we have enmity with God.
但是现在把它打破了。
Now that has been broken.
啊，不但这样打破。
Not only that.
我们跟犹太人就变成和好了。
We are also reconciled, made peace with the Jews.
十五节。
Verse 15,
以自己的身体废掉冤仇。
Now having abolished the enmity with his flesh,
就是那记在律法上的规条。
That is the law commandment contained in ordinance.
主耶稣已经把这个律法上捆绑我们的规条都钉在十字架。
Lord Jesus has nailed on the cross those commandments that is against us.
因为原来那个规条所记载的，它最终的意义呢，是要引导人进到神的救恩。那现在主耶稣来了，他成全救恩。所以呢，以这个十字架的救赎来取代了这个旧约的规条。
So originally those ordinances and commandments is to lead people into the the salvation of God, but Lord Jesus has come to fulfill the salvation, so we don't no longer need those ordinances and commandments.
那这个意思不是说把这个律法废掉。
That is to not say that we're abolishing the law.
是把律法的规条成全在十字架。
But we have fulfilled, the Lord Jesus has fulfilled those the requirements of the law on the cross.
当耶稣他成全这个救赎，他说成了那一刻呢，旧约规条的精神就在耶稣基督身上成全。
When Lord Jesus said on the cross that it is done, then all the spirits of the Old Testament laws and ordinances has been fulfilled on Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就能够进到神面前。
So we can come before Lord Jesus.
然后跟犹太人就一同承受这个应许之恩。
So we can come before God to receive this promise of salvation with the Jews.
成为同一个家体的家里的人。
To become one family.
这就是神所成就的工作。
This is what God has fulfilled.
看十六节。
16。
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
16, and that he might reconcile them both of God to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
这个冤仇已经消除。
This enmity is gone.
我们跟神和好。
We are reconciled with God.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
And he came to preach peace to you who are afar off and those who were near.
犹太人也跟神和好。
The Jewish, they are reconciled with God.
以这个保罗来讲
，For Paul,
他能够去传这个和平的福音。
That he is able to preach this gospel of peace.
他做外邦人的使徒，传给外邦人。
He is able to become the apostle of the Gentiles to preach to the Gentiles.
不管是远的还是近处的人。
Whether or not they're near or far,
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For through him we have both access to one spirit to the Father.
就是说，犹太人跟外邦人现在和好。
So the Jewish and the Gentiles they are reconciled.
两下就借着圣灵来调和呢，我们就能够进到神面前来。
The two through the Holy Spirit can come before the Father.
所以他讲到外邦人跟犹太人的关系。
So he talks about the relationship between the Gentiles and the Jews.
是敌对。
Originally they are against each other.
而且外邦人他们没有办法进到犹太人的会中。
And the Gentiles cannot enter into the assembly of the Jews.
但是主耶稣来。
But now Lord Jesus come.
他把律法的规条钉在十字架上。
He has nailed on the cross the ordinance and the commandments on the cross.
那所以犹太人不能够再以他的律法为夸口。
So now the Jewish cannot boast about the law.
我们今天所谓的外邦人，就是以色列国以外的外国人我们今天也是接受耶稣的宝血洁净。
So today, we who are the foreigners or the Gentiles, we are also cleansed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
犹太人跟神和好，我们也是跟神和好。
And the Jewish has been reconciled with God, and we are reconciled with God.
是借着耶稣基督。
It's through Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就在基督里面呢，就合而为一。
So in Christ, we are united as one.
犹太人跟外邦人跟我们一样，就像这边所说的，同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许了。
And the Jews as us, we are similarly receive this promise, and we similarly receive the salvation.
那这个最终要实现的，是在末世的时候。
And this will come to fruition in the end time.
犹太人他们得救的人也要归到基督耶稣里面来。
Those people belong to the Jewish, they will come into Christ.
十九节。
19。
那这样的话呢，我们就不再做外人了。
Therefore, now if that is, we are no longer strangers and foreigners.
外人是跟这个家没有关系的。
Foreigners and strangers have no relationship with this family.
那客旅的话呢，跟这个家只是短暂的关系。
Being a stranger, we only have a temporary relationship with household.
我们不是教会的外人，也不是教会的客旅。
We are not strangers and foreigners to the church.
是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
But fellow citizens with the saints and members of the house of God.
这里谈到外人、客旅还有家人。
Here it's talked about three strangers, foreigners, and family members.
我们是神家里的人。
We are the family member of the house of God.
每一位信徒都是教会的主人。
Every member, they are the owners of church.
虽然我们有说从爱蒙顿来的弟兄姐妹从考加利来的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we say these are brothers and sisters from Edmonton or Calgary.
但是他们也是神家里的人。
But they are also the member of the house of God.
他们不是客旅。
They are not strangers.
也不是外人。
And they are not foreigners.
所以来的时候怎么样呢？
So when they have come,
家人来了，我们要去接机。
So when the family member has come, we have to receive them.
家人来了，啊，我们要给他准备很多的饭食。
When the family member comes, we have to prepare a lot of meals for them.
还有中餐，还有西餐，啊，任君选择。
There's the Western food and there's the Eastern food you can choose.
啊，天天吃面包喝牛奶，今天早上就给你弄了一个八宝粥，啊，这个什么皮蛋瘦肉粥，啊。
Every day we eat bread and cereals, but today we have given you congees.
啊，很体贴。
That's very very delicate.
听说明天早上还有。
I think there will be another one tomorrow morning.
啊，早一点起来。
So please wake up early.
啊，这什么
？So what is this?
家人呢
？Family members.
外人。
If you are a stranger.
外人给我们按电铃，我们也不给他开门啊。
If the strangers ring the bell, we don't even open the door for them.
不认识的。
Because we don't know them.
小偷强盗不知道。
We don't know if they're robbers or thieves.
啊，客旅只是来当客人，马上就走了，他不会一直常住。
But if they're guests, they only live here for a while and they go.
那只是一种心态，就是游戏人间的心态，短暂停留，马上就走了。
This is only an attitude. They stay here for a while and they're gone.
没有向心力，没有归属感。
There is no sense of belongingness, no sense of togetherness.
但是神家里的人呢？既然是家里的人，我们就有。归属感，我们对他有一个向心。
So if they are the family members, there is a sense of belonging that we are the same household.
所以这个身份上改变。
So there's a change in our status.
上一段二章一节开始是说我们以前的状况，我们的地位是怎么样？不，地位是怎么样？是很低的，是被罪捆绑，被邪灵迷惑的。
So in verse 1, it tells us what we were before we are bounded by sin, we are controlled by the evil spirits.
那经过前面所讲的那个得救的过程了。
Now through the process of us being saved,
我们的位置改变了。
Our status changed.
我们的身份改变了。
Our status, our position changed.
变成神所爱、神所救赎、神家里的人。
We have changed to become the one loved by God, the one saved by God, and the family member of God.
那就是在我们信主以后呢，继续要被建造。
And then after we believe in the Lord, we have to be continue to be built.
二十节。
20.
身份改变，但是呢，还要被建造。
Our status changed, but we still need to be built.
好，被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
那各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into the holy temple of the Lord.
那我们也被建造哈，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
啊，这段话非常的宝贵。
This is a very precious passage.
我们信主以后呢，我们要被建造。
After we believe in the Lord, we have to be built.
啊，不是我们自己去造。
It's not us we built.
我们没有办法。
We cannot build.
我们只是接受建造。
We only receive the building.
被教导，被关心。
We were instructed and being cared for.
当然是用真理来教导。
Of course, we being instructed by truth.
那这个教导是要有根基的。
And such instruction must have a foundation.
啊，就是在使徒和先知的根基上。
On the foundation of apostles and prophets.
那什么叫做使徒和先知的根基？
What is the foundation of apostles and prophets?
在这个使徒行传里面有谈到很多使徒嘛。
In the book of Acts, it talked about a lot of apostles.
使徒就是要同做基督的见证的。
Apostles, they are together to bear witness for Christ.
他们有看过主耶稣复活的。
They have seen Lord Jesus resurrect.
在信仰上是经过考验的。
In their faith, they've been tested.
在信仰上是有属灵体验的。
In their faith, they have spiritual experience.
被考验也有体验。
They have been tested and they have experience.
然后他们必须要有责任。
And they have to have the responsibility.
同做基督复活的见证。
They bear witness for Lord Jesus resurrection.
所以这些使徒呢？多数是在世的时候，主耶稣在世的时候跟从过主耶稣的。
So all these people, they while Lord Jesus alive, they've been followed. They follow Lord Jesus.
像彼得、雅各他们。
For example, Peter and James.
他们一直领受主耶稣的教导。
They always receive the teaching of Lord Jesus.
三年多的时间。
For 3 years.
但是他们有一些还是不明白。
But there are some parts that they don't understand.
包括洗脚礼的问题。
For example, the foot washing.
所以主耶稣说，我如今为你做，你不明白，但是以后你不明必明白。
That's why Lord Jesus said, today what I have done for you, you don't understand, but in the future you will surely understand.
所以这句话就隐藏着洗脚里的奥秘。
So here it records the mystery of foot washing.
那圣餐也是一个奥秘。
Similarly with Holy Communion.
啊，洗礼也是一个奥秘。
Same with baptism is a mystery.
这个圣礼都是一个奥秘。
All these sacraments, they are mysteries.
就说你用外在的动作，这真的就能够洗掉你的罪吗
？So if you use our appearance, can it truly wash away your sins?
那个奥秘是因为它背后有属灵的条件在里头。
The mystery is that there is a spiritual conditions that happened behind it.
有主耶稣亲自的应许。
There is the promise of the Lord Jesus.
有真理的做见证。
There is the witness of the truth.
有圣灵的运行。
There is the working of the Holy Spirit.
这三个条件同时具备。
All these criteria are there.
是所以使我们所做的那个外在的动作，就成为变成有属灵。内涵的那种价值跟功效。
So what we have done outward, there is a spiritual value and effect.
哦，那他们这些使徒不明白了，后来得到圣灵以后，他们明白了。
So these apostles they don't understand, but afterwards they understood.
所以现在我们被建造在使徒所传的真理，这个不是建立在使徒的这个人的身上，是他们所传的道理。
So we're being built upon the foundation of the apostles, the truth that they preach as apostles, not the apostle as a person.
那保罗他是直接领受主耶稣的启示。
But Paul he received revelation from Lord Jesus.
啊，所以他们所传的真理就是今天我们要被建造的材料，他用这些材料来建造我们。
So the truth that they preach is the material that we build.
啊，那新受洗我们就要常常亲近教会，要读圣经啊，来领受神给我们的建造。
So we are baptized, we have to often draw close to the church and receive the truth to be built by God.
好，那先休息一下，待会再继续讲这一段。
Now let's take a break and we'll continue.
一起默祷。